Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to our Chavetz Chaim Chabura. We've been discussing the Asay of Limud HaTorah, and we've been discussing specifically the woman's role in that. So let's conclude that discussion today. So the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin, very, very bizarre sounding question. Noshim b'may zachyon. What schusim do women have? What merits do women have? And the Gemara answers, the merits they have are ba'akruye b'nayu lebeis knishta, that they bring their children to the Beis Medrash to learn. Uva'asnuye gavrayu be'rabon, and Rashi explains that they allow their husbands to go even to a different city to study Torah. V'notron legavrayu ad osum be'rabon, and that they wait at home. As difficult as it may be, they wait at home for their husbands to come back from learning. Now, the Gemara's question here needs a lot of analysis, because what does it mean? What merits do women have? They have many, many mitzvos. A woman is obligated in every negative commandment in the Torah. A woman is obligated in an incredible amount of mitzvos asei in the Torah. So there certainly are many, many schusim that women have. So what is the Gemara's question? What merit do women have? And the only merit the Gemara is able to come up with is they're assisting their children, their husbands, in their learning. So the Chavetz Chaim, in one of his svarim, says that the pshat in the Gemara's question is that we know that tchias hamesim, the ability for one to live eternally to such an extent that he even comes back to life after having passed on and is recreated in a body for all eternity, that is something which is only possible if one has the schus of Torah. If one does not have the schus of Torah, then it is impossible to ever merit Tchias HaMeisim. And the Chavetz Chaim explains the Gemara's question to be that yes, a woman could possibly study Torah, but a woman doesn't have the commandment to study Torah, and therefore she's only doing it as a volunteer, as an Eino Mitzvah V'Oiseh, and therefore how is she going to have the full Schus HaTorah, which is necessary for her eternity? And the answer the Gemara is saying is that she has that element, that schus, that ability that the husband has to merit tchias hameisim through his learning. She has that very same schus by facilitating the husband's family's learning. There's a Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, the Tumim, who asks the very same question on this Gemara and says a different answer, which presumably is also true. Elu ve'elu. He says as follows. He says that when the Gemara asks the question, Noshim b'may zachyon, how are Noshim zoiche? He says the word zachyon in this context actually means, it's related to the word nitzachon, which means victorious, to beat, to win, to be victorious. And he explains as follows, that we know, Chazal tell us, im poga b'cha minuvol, if that despicable fellow, referring to the Yetzer Hara, approaches you, if you encounter him, moshcheu lebeis hamedrash, drag him to the Beis Medrash. Meaning to say that the only ability a person has to be victorious over his Yetzer Hara, the only means at our disposal to be able to achieve shleimus, to perfect ourselves, to perfect our character traits, and to elevate ourselves, and to fight against the passions and the cravings for wrongdoing that we have, is through Torah. Through the power of Torah, through the power of the study of Torah, which I guess a Torah that we're obligated in. And therefore the Gemara is asking that women, they don't have that. So how are they expected to achieve their shleimus, to achieve their full potential, and to reach the highest levels of shleimus? They don't have the means of Torah to do that. And the Gemara is answering, yes, they do. Through their facilitating their husbands, their families' Torah learning, that they then reap the benefits, the metaphysical benefits of Torah, which perfects a person, which elevates a person. They are gaining those benefits through facilitating their husband's learning. It is actually as if they are studying Torah that they are obligated in, despite the fact that they're not actually studying Torah and not actually obligated in the study of Torah, but through the facilitating of their family, of others learning, they actually reap those benefits. It's a true and total partnership to such an extent that it's actually as if they are doing it. Hashem should help us to appreciate the phenomenal partnership that exists when a mother, when a wife is assisting her husband in learning. It is not any less whatsoever than the husband, not in terms of the eternal schus of Tchias HaMesim, and not in terms of the shleimus, of the elevation, of the perfection of character that comes through the Torah, which is the science of human perfection. Have a wonderful day.